Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I was looking for fun ways to tell you that Mint's offer of unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month is back. So I thought it would be fun if we made $15 bills. But it turns out, that's very illegal. So there goes my big idea for the commercial. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan required. $15 per month equivalent. Taxes and fees extra. Initial plan term only. Greater than 50 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. See terms.
This is Modelo Especial, a full-flavored golden lager. Crisp and refreshing from start to finish. Brewed with time, effort, and determination to get the balance right. Modelo Especial, the model for everyday beer. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Having the right people in your corner for life's biggest milestones makes all the difference. Like a friend who's there when you're house hunting or checking out a new ride, State Farm is there too, helping you choose the coverage you need. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you along the way. And with so many coverage options, it's nice knowing you have help choosing a plan that fits your needs, so you can continue celebrating all of life's milestones. Head to statefarm.com to get a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I am Bart Winkler. It is a Wednesday, the 29th of July. We are 7 days away and change from the Winklerverse tailgate, August 6th. The Brewers hooked us up big time with some raffle items. I will share those if you did not see me share them earlier and share them here on the podcast as well. Brewers fall to the Giants this afternoon. Want to talk a little bit about this series. Want to talk where they are, and then want to talk about the MLB trade deadline. Tarik Skubal pitching today for the Tigers. They pulled him, and then they got their ass kicked, but it does seem like potentially that could be his last start as a Tiger. So we'll get into all that on today's live post-game sort of adjacent episode of Into the Winklerverse. A reminder to tip your servers, aka support the sponsors. Dan Shaney with his logo at the top right of the screen. He can cover your insurance needs. You've also got Carl's Place. Q's buddy just got a golf simulator set up in his house. Didn't give his buddy the referral code, but we fight another day. And Happy Place Hemp, promo code BART, 25% off each and every order at happyplacehemp.com. The t-shirt of choice today is Miss Minutes from Loki, as I am going to see Spider-Man in 18 hours. I will be seated to watch a little Spidey Brand New Day. I'm very excited. I'm also doing the Marvel rewatch. I just finished Endgame, and now I'm to the good stuff of the MCU. All right, so this series against the Giants, West Coast, late night. Some people love it. Gives them a chance to watch the game in full. Gives them a chance to have a couple seltzies during the game. Some people, it's hard to stay up to 8 o'clock, much less 8:45. So I don't know how much of this series you saw. What I'm assuming is you might have seen bits and pieces of the first two games, and then the main chunk of this series you saw was today when the Brewers got their asses handed to them. Buckshot Bobby says, thanks for getting the hoodie on the merch site, Bart. Ordering Friday. Salute to you. If there's something, I've got a merch site. I'm going to pin it on my Twitter and Facebook and elsewhere. The links are always in these YouTubes that I do too. But if they're is something that you want that's not on there, or you want a different color, just let me know. And as long as that color is available from our friends at Fourth Wall, I can put it up very quickly. I'm very excited to see who's rocking the merch. I won't have any merch for sale at the tailgate. I didn't want to have a huge inventory. I didn't want to order 100 hats and sell three of them and be stuck with 97 hats. But I will tell you, I do have 200 koozies coming. So, yeah, another koozie for your koozie drawer. But you'll get good use out of it day of, I would think. The game on Monday, the Brewers lost 3-0. not much to talk about in that one. Everything that could be said has been said. Three hits just mustered up by the crew. The main sentiment I saw from that one was a lot of people saying, I think I'm done with Brandon Sproat. Now, Brandon Sproat still had a quality start. Six innings, three earned, five Ks. Where's our expectation on Brandon Sproat? If he's like your number two guy, yeah, that needs to be better. But if he's a back end of the rotation, the Brewers always have these guys where it's like, they're always pitching the games you watch. I don't know. There was one summer, every game I went to was a Chase Anderson game. That was the summer he kept throwing no-hitters through six and then getting rocked. I saw a lot of Doug Davis. I saw a lot of Randy Wolf. And so maybe Brandon Sproat's just in that family of guys. You'll love him in 20 years when Brandon Sproat hits a homer at the 2046 Legends game. But I saw a lot of people upset with Brandon Sproat. Logan Henderson, really good outing, 5 2/3, just a couple of hits, no earned, 7K. That was on Tuesday night as the Brewers won 8-2. But the rubber match today was between the Giants and the Brewers, of course, and the Giants scored 16 runs. They put up a three spot in the second. Brewers tried to claw their way back, was looking like this could be a game. And then the old crooked seven in the sixth inning, and another three, and another three in the eighth. You know, there's all this talk about Tarek Skubal and pitching that we need to get. I would rather focus on the relievers, honestly, because whoever this guy was pitching in the eighth inning today, I mean, he gave up three hits, three runs, a home run. I'd like to see Andrew Vaughn DFA'd as soon as possible. We cannot allow a back end of the... What's that? Oh, it was a position player pitching? What's that? This is the one thing you planned for the show and you knew the bit would bomb and you're still doing it anyway? What's that? There's nothing actually in your ear except a shitload of wax. Andrew Vaughn got some reps on the hill today, but every pitcher was pretty bad. They brought up the Pannone guy, and he only gave him three innings. Patrick Ashby got drilled. Wilson, Vaughn, of course. These guys all got drilled. So the Brewers lose 16-3. So what does that mean? They are still first place in the NL Central. They're 67-41, 5.5 up on the Cubs, 5.5 up. That's what I said. The Pirates and the Cardinals, they're floating around 500. And then the Reds are 6 under. So we're a long cry from when every team was like 3 or 4 games over 500. The Brewers, of course, 26 games over 500. And I think as much as we're watching the NL Central, we're also watching the National League in general, if you're looking for a buy, which the Brewers are still in decent position of. They're a half game back of the Dodgers. And whether they get the one or the two, I think we all feel sort of like we're on that collision course again. Or as I talked about earlier this week, this is an exciting season and we're watching these games, but it's my old video game thing from the old days. When you lose at a level, when you lose at Mario 8, 8-1, 8-2, and then you get kicked back to all the way to the beginning, playing 1, 2, 3, it's just not the same. So the Brewers having a pretty decent lead on the Cubs right now. The Brewers, inevitable, it seems, a matchup with the Dodgers if the Brewers are going to be a squad that can go further than they were last year. It's just kind of we're in a hurry-up-and-wait situation. We're in a hurry up and wait. Whether the Brewers have the one seed against the Dodgers or the two, whatever. I'm also keeping my eye on, though, what other team could try to trip us up. Like, if the Brewers get the two, and then they play the winner of, what would it be, 4-5, I mean, you could be looking at the Cubs or the Diamondbacks. Or no, if they get the one. If they get the two, they could be looking at the winner of Braves-Phillies. So there's a lot of teams in there. Diamondbacks got us not too long ago. Cubs, I don't want to go through again. Braves would be a tough out. Phillies would be a very tough out. They're only five games over, but that lineup is pretty loaded on a bit of a losing streak right now. Just keep winning games. That's all we're into right now is keep winning games. And that's why these next 5 days are going to matter so much. What are the Brewers going to do? If anything, what are the Brewers going to do? If anything, I talked about this with somebody earlier today, because these are the conversations you have. It's a baseball town. It's trade deadline week. Small talk is not, what are you doing this weekend? Small talk is not, how are the kids? Small talk is, what do you think they're going to do at the deadline? And I think everyone sort of feels the same. I think we think about Skubal and we think about Mason Miller, the reliever with the Padres, and they're right on the cusp of the wild card. I think we think about these things, but do you in your heart of hearts think that the Milwaukee Brewers will be trading for Tarek Skubal? Now, he did pitch today for the Tigers, and he had a really nice outing. I think the accomplishment, what is it, is 2,000th strikeout with the Tigers, and they were up 7-0 when he left the game. Skubal had 6 Ks. They were up. Guy comes in, allows some runners to his line. Orioles charge back. They go to extras. They end up winning in 12. So the Orioles at 53-56, that's a big game for them, as they're in the American League East fighting for a wild card. And then the Tigers, 51-58, and they would be very far behind, the Milwaukee Brewers in the NL Central. But they're in the AL Central. Somebody tweeted earlier this week, like, what is even the point of the AL Central? What are these guys doing? Chicago is in the lead, 55-51. The Guardians are 55-54. The Twins, who look like buyers, are 500. And then if you're Detroit, you're 51-58, 5.5 back. Do you try to make a play? I mean, the Cubs are 5.5 back. I can't look at the Cubs and be like, you're 5.5 back, we're good. And then look at the Tigers 5.5 back and think, oh, no, they have a shot. Royals are 45-63. The tweet was like, the American League Central, all it serves is people in the Midwest can go sit behind home plate for $10 any night of the week. It's the American League Central. It's not even, what's a good comp? It's not even like the AFC South of divisions, because the AFC South is always so bad. This is just so mediocre. This is just so mediocre of a division. I think if you're a Tigers fan, it's in your best interest to trade Tarek Skubal. If he was going to be extended, that probably would have happened by now. If you can still work on an extension, that would be ideal. But you've got a lot of teams that really could use him. And so you got a really good chance, even though it'd be a rental. This is the last year of his contract. He's making $32 million this year. So that would be prorated. Whoever would trade for him probably has to owe him, you know, 10, 12, 14 million bucks, whatever. It's Tarek Skubal. If you're the Dodgers and you get him, maybe you sign him to an extension because you can. If you're the Brewers, it's going to be a CC Sabathia type thing. But that's the big name. Tarek Skubal, pitcher for the Tigers, 29 years old. Where's he going to go? Yeah, I really don't know how he doesn't get traded. And everybody is waiting for that trade to happen. MC05, I actually believe the Brewers want Skubal. I just don't know that they'll be willing to outbid the Dodgers. He goes on to say the Brewers have enough to outbid the Dodgers. They just have too much risk to actually outbid them. And that's the thing. The Dodgers can promise they don't care about their prospects like the Brewers care about their prospects. And I think on the whole, we're sort of a prospect-loving, we're a prospect-loving franchise because we have to be. I don't think Dodgers know as much about their prospect system as Brewers know about their prospect system, Brewers fans. But then who are we trading? Pratt, who's up and extended? Lara, who's up and extended? Made, no one wants to trade him. He's like untouchable. Logan Henderson, everyone's fallen in love with him. No one wants to trade him. It's going to take, even for a rental, I don't know how many of these Infinity Stones to collect, but it's going to come at a cost. It's going to come at a cost. Do they do something crazy? Do they trade Bryce Terang? No, but if we don't think we're going to end up extending him, now Terang's under arbitration for a bunch more years yet, but. And all these guys, they extend. I feel like when the Brewers locked up Luis Lara and Cooper Pratt, basically what they did was they bought out their extension or they bought out their arbitration. Churio, they did the same thing with. I look at those as guys that they're not going to trade. But that doesn't necessarily mean that. It feels that way, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. The Tigers are going to want a lot. And when you're bidding against the Dodgers, you're going to have to up the ante. And we've talked a lot about the Brewers being great. They're a great team. Excellence, the next level. But if you risk some of your prospects to be excellent, you're just going to be good for a while. And they want to be great. They're in this thing where they want to be right where they want to be. They want to win, but they want to do it. I mean, bites of the apple is what's happening here. This is as true as it could be. This is as true as it could be. So if they truly think that they want to go in this year and don't want to worry about next year or whatever, or years down the road, I thought last year was a very good chance. I think knowing that the Dodgers beat you 4-0, if I'm the Brewers, I'm doing one of two things. I'm either going for it now, or I'm really never going for it at all.
This is Modelo Especial, a full-flavored golden lager, crisp and refreshing from start to finish. Brewed with time, effort, and determination to get the balance right. Modelo Especial, the model for everyday beer. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Finding ways to be financially savvy is a smart move, and knowing you could be saving money for the things you really want, like that dream home or new ride, is a great feeling. That's why the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you save when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Head to statefarm.com to get a quote. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
You've got a nice recipe here. Obviously, there's things that you still need. You just took on the Dodgers. You know what some of those things are. We look at a 4-0 sweep and we think you're very far away. Doesn't necessarily mean that. Maybe if we just had a pitcher there, if we have one guy do better and they have one guy do worse, maybe. But they have to make that decision. They have to have a willing partner and they have to have the right bid. And are they going to give up too many more prospects than they're comfortable with? You know, the behind the scenes trade minutiae, there's a lot of stuff that we never know. But the Brewers have an opportunity here if they want to take it. And I think they want to take it. I agree with MC. But at what cost? They're at an auction. They have an amount of money that they want to spend. They're already going to go over that much. They're already uncomfortable, but they can do it one more bid would knock them out. The Dodgers will come in with that bid. That's what I'm worried about. Shout out to Happy Chef 929, a new member to the Donation Club. $3.99 a month. Just lends your support. I think it also allows you to watch videos that I set to private and don't post publicly. I don't know. That happens once in a blue moon, and it's usually just me posting shit for the holidays or re-racking something. But whatever. We can't do it without support. And thank you, cute little puppy there. Happy Chef 929 on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. MC says, Dodgers have five prospects in the top 25. The Brewers could start a deal with number 18, Luis Peña. And the Dodgers could just counter with multiple top 20s. Matt Moore says, my stinky Giants just booty bumped the Brew Crew. They should take Chapman off our hands. Buckshot Bobby says, remember, the main focal point of this team is a summer of fun and passion, not a fall of winning baseball. Well said. Good one from Ben here, another member of the DC Donation Club. I bet Brewers fans know the Dodgers farm system better than Dodgers fans. Yeah, I bet that is the case as well. As we're looking around, we know everybody's cards. We got the little mirror under the table. We can see everybody's cards. So we're speculating, but who are the odds-on favorites? Who are the teams that the Brewers do have to worry about most likely, at least to the betting experts? I've got some lines here from Bet Online. This is for Tarek Skubal. Next team odds, the Dodgers. 3-2 odds, plus 150. And this is not, I don't present this to you to find the best bet. That's gambling radio. That's its own thing. I like to use odds just to show you what you might expect. The Dodgers at plus 150, 3-2 odds. That means probably the Dodgers, or the next team is the Yankees. We keep thinking about the Dodgers. The Yankees are plus 250. So Dodgers and Yankees, the top two, but then the Brewers are right there at plus 300. So it does seem like, at least for bettors and reading the tea leaves, and you can make a lot of money, and you got to respect some of this stuff, because with prediction markets these days, I mean, people do have inside info. You run a teleprompter, you can make 100K. Easy peasy. Lemon squeezy. Brewers are 3-1. Phillies are 8-1. Astros in there. The Cubs at 14-1. The Pirates at 22-1. Now you're just asking Pirates fans to throw 50 bucks just to be the best of both worlds kind of thing. So those are the odds on Skubal. The other name, the reliever who went for a haul when he made his way to the Pirates, to the Padres from the Athletics, Mason Miller. Yankees minus 150, total favorites there. Mariners 2-1 odds. Pirates still in the mix. And then the Brewers. So as a Brewers fan, the best thing that we can hope for is somehow, some way, the Milwaukee Brewers are able to trade for Tarek Skubal and Mason Miller, and they don't give up something painful. They don't give up someone that's going to hurt. Now, this is impossible, but this is also best case scenario. And I say that because a lot of times with the Brewers, this is just how it's felt over the years, is there's big fish in the sea, and you think this is the chance for the Brewers to go get it, and you get Anthony Swarzak. You got the best record in baseball, and just to get Shelby Miller, you got to take Jordan Montgomery's contract. We need a big acquisition. David Bell. We need that big bat. Jonathan Scope. We need somebody. Even last year, the reason why I want to entertain the Scooble talk is because of where the Brewers are. There's been plenty of times where the Brewers at the trade deadline are 5 games over .500 or 4 back of the Central or 2 back of the Wild Card. And then there's a big name and you think, wow, it would be great to get that big name. And then they get obviously a lesser name and then you're bummed. But the Brewers, where they are, is half a game out of the best record in baseball. And they had the best record in baseball at the time a year ago. So it's a different scenario. It's not like we need to just get some guys to make us look competitive. They have an opportunity to win a World Series. And last year, they look at that opportunity and still operated as if they were 3 back or 4 back or 5 back or whatever. I think when all the brushes settled or whatever, we're going to end up trading for Freddy Peralta to return and it's not going to go well. And because that's typically, and Freddy Peralta seems like a big deal because he's been here and he's been good, but there's a reason the Mets would be willing to move on from Freddy Peralta. He's not been what they thought he would be, far from the ace they thought they were trading for. Cone Roller.
What up, Bart? Live from Woodinville, Washington.
Woodinville, Washington. What brings you to Woodinville?
Work. Jumping on and off a jet.
Look at you. Where might you find Woodinville?
Just a little north east of Seattle.
Okay. How's the weather?
Oh, just beautiful, but I just had to take off my sweatshirt because this hot stove talk is warming me up too much.
Oh, I mean, I love heating up with the hot stove talk. I put the AC down to 62 in the house today. I was burning with all this talk.
Yeah, nice thing about the thermostats in a hotel room, you know, you can just dial them down, but the windows are still fogging.
Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah. So what are you thinking?
I don't see the Mets like I could see them trading Freddy Peralta, but could you see David Stearns taking the PR hit of trading him back to the Brewers, like just to compare the package that they gave up versus what they get back?
I think David Stearns is going to take a pretty big PR hit anyway with the loss of his job.
True. You think he's done for sure?
Well, he got the vote of confidence, which is usually never good. The Mets right now sit at 46-62.
Yeesh.
They are completely out of it. So they felt so confident that the Brewers were holding them back. And then they counsel Ann Stearns. And this happens. They've got a few guys that they could sell off. AJ Minter, a reliever. Brooks Raley, a reliever. These guys are free agents at the end of the year. Old friend Tyrone Taylor is a free agent at the end of the year. So we could double it down. Devin Williams, yeah. Yeah, that's a good question about a PR hit. I think he's got to do what he can to save his job.
Yeah. I've also heard that Carlos Beltran is in the running for future Mets manager. That might just be to placate the angry fan base. That would be a great like topic on sports radio. Like, you know, which former Brewer would you want managing the team? I think that'd be fun for New York. They do run the sports radio ecosystem anyway. So any more fodder we can give them, you know, the better.
Yeah. I like that New York sports radio hosts are like the biggest sports stars in the city. You think Jalen Brunson runs New York? Folks, Craig Carton is the king of New York. Okay. Craig Carton.
And Pete Davidson's the king of Staten Island.
He is. I saw John Mulaney's doing an 11 show tour in Manhattan where he's going from the Comedy Cellar to all the way up to MSG in January.
Wow.
New York City. What is it with this town?
Can Mulaney sustain MSG? Like, is he MSG worthy in the big 2026?
Yeah, I mean, well, here's the thing with America right now is no one's famous and everyone's famous. So, like, everyone can sell out MSG. There's people selling out MSG that I've never heard of. Our entertainment's so fractured that, yeah, he can sell out MSG.
That used to mean something, though. Like, you know, Billy Joel's streak, like, talk about unbeatable streaks in sports and just the sports adjacent. Billy
Who
Joel
sold out Wrigley. What comedian sold out Wrigley? Was it Shane?
I don't know. Didn't he sell out like Philly or something? Like some football stadium?
Yeah.
Comedian. Also, like, what are we doing seeing a comedian at an arena show? Like,
oh, it was Mulaney.
Ugh.
Mulaney sold out Wrigley Field. 40,000 people went to Wrigley Field to watch John Mulaney.
Yeah, and he's just getting Aaron Rodgers' sloppy seconds.
I know, and now he's got kids, and he's whoring them out on his poster. Fucking Mulaney.
He kind of peaked in 2016? Was that his, like, Radio City special that, you know, everyone was freaking out about?
Well, somebody just, was it Bobby? Bobby just asked if, do you remember the Mulaney sitcom?
No.
It was on Fox on Sunday nights, but at like 6 p.m. They hyped it as the next Seinfeld. This was the cast. Elliot Gould was in it. Martin Short was in it. Nassim Pedrad was in it. And then Mulaney. Mulaney worked for Martin Short as maybe a comedy writer. I don't know. It was like, it was fucking bad, though. It was bad.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
Yeah, it was bad. Any other takes, Cone?
I think the Brewers actually do make a big move. And I think they should, you know, I think every prospect should be available. Maybe minus Jesus Mate, but, you know. The Brewers are a competent enough organization that they'll replenish these prospects. I have faith that they'll replenish their farm system. So, you know, spend.
Well, like a couple of years ago, we would have been like, don't trade Garrett Mitchell. Don't trade Sal Frelick.
I mean, I remember this isn't too long ago, 2018, WSSP chat was, would you trade the entire farm system for Jacob DeGrom? Like the entire farm system, all 70, 80 players, however many they have.
And I think I once said, the only untouchable on this team is Keston Hira.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But council ruined him. I'll take that to the grave.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tim, are you here? Or do I got double nothing screen or what? Shay?
I'll be back.
Aww. Where are you going?
Give me 50 seconds.
All right. Do you want to stay on with Tim?
Yeah. I would love to talk a little Luke Fickell with Tim Shea.
Did you follow? I didn't follow much of Packers training camp. I didn't see what the beat writers were breaking down today.
Probably the back of Rob Domofsky's head. You know, that's probably the number one story. There's not really many interesting training camp stories, though. It's a little bit of a lull. I mean, I think putting Brandon McManus before training camp, kind of a mistake. Kicker competition would have been fun. And just the idea of that you're handing a rookie the starting job, I just don't think that's good process. I also think that Ed Policy should be under a lot more pressure and scrutiny for losing the Packers money his first year as president. You have a top maybe the top NFL brand, if not top two, top three NFL brand, and you can't find that to be profitable. It's easy to blame the big contracts you handed out to Micah Parsons. But, you know, Mark Murphy, how many big contracts did he give out to Aaron Rodgers and some of the other key players? I mean, Nick Perry didn't make the Packers go in the red. So I think
Brad Jones.
Yeah, I think Ed Policy needs to be getting a little more heat.
Well, just like any pushback, we in this state already don't ever want to not like the guys we have. We never want to say fire. But then when guys get hired, oh, Badgers, great hire of the AD. Oh, great hire of Ed Policy. They might not be good hires. We don't know that.
Time will tell. I mean, we'll see. Ed Policy might be forced to move the Packers.
I know. Here's a tweet from Chuck Freeman. I saw this. If I were a base stealer, why wouldn't you just wear a base running mitt that is 5 feet long? You would be safe every time stealing a base. That's from Chuck Freeman. Tim, I can't play that. Tim Shea.
What? Hold on. I got something. Something else. I played the wrong one. I can't find it now. You screwed me up.
I can't play music on the stream.
Well, why can't I see Cone's face?
Because Washington is an all plastic bag town.
Oh, he's in Washington.
That couldn't be farther from the truth.
You're in Washington now, huh?
Can I say something? May I say something
It's
your show.
As a dirty lib, may I say something?
Sure.
This whole paper straw and no plastic bag shit, it's so performative. It doesn't help. 1 million paper straws is going to get blown away by 1 gallon of yacht fuel. What is with taking up causes that are irrelevant? Make a fucking change. Go all Charlie Barron's and fight these data centers rather than save the fucking whales. Save the fucking whales is so 2000 and late. Anyway. We had posters at our high school that said save the whales. I was like, who the fuck gives a shit about the whales? I'm in Fond du Lac. Fucking whales do I care about?
I think it's
what I'm bringing home on the weekends, brother.
I was just going to say, a lot of whales in Fond du Lac.
Hey, Kona, are you coming to the tailgate? Mark's got some prizes to give away.
I'll be there, Tim. I'll be there.
Wait, for real?
I'll be there lurking.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You for real?
No, I'm not planning on it.
God.
You know what? Someone should just walk around with a paper bag on their head and just say, yes, I am Cone Roller. And then like have 9 other people do it, and then we got to figure out who's the real Cone. We can make it a big game.
That could be a good prize giveaway.
Breaking news, the Apple weather app finally has next Thursday in the forecast.
What are we looking at
right now? We're looking at 78 degrees with possibly a 10% chance of early morning showers.
Ooh, because my weather app says 94.
For next Thursday?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me just get a CBS 58 pulled up.
Please.
You just can never trust the Apple weather app.
Yeah. Why use a weather app that comes on your phone and is so clean when you could download a local station that has 19 different ads and makes you log in just to view the fucking radar?
Oh, shoot. My identity just got stolen.
Damn. Oh, no.
Tim, quick question. Need your shakeaways on the Luke Fickell press tour at Big Ten Media Day.
You know what? He's not even going to make it past game 5 this year.
What?
Yeah.
My rule of thumb this year with Fickell is he cannot lose two games in a row.
Oh, take away music. They might only win two games this year.
No.
I think they are going to be the bottom dwellers of the Big Ten.
Going to win, loss the Badgers schedule?
I mean, I think I already have, but I need to redo that again. Their only two wins will be the two non-conference games that are at home.
You had them winning like nine games when we did this.
Yeah, that was like, you know, that was me being excited. Now that I'm, you know, starting to read about this team, they're not going to be that good.
Notre Dame, Western Lost. Illinois, Eastern Michigan.
Win. So
2-1.
They're 2-1.
At Penn State.
Loss.
Win.
Who's their coach now? Campbell?
Yeah.
Michigan State, homecoming.
Loss.
Pat Fitzgerald always beats Wisconsin.
Pat Fitzgerald is going to be a problem in East Lansing.
Do you like Northwestern's new field? I do.
I do.
I like when they played on the lake, though. At UCLA.
Loss.
Win.
USC at home.
Loss. Like 17-9. Going to be really close.
Tim, USC at Madison has Big Ten Saturday night written all over it.
It sure does.
But Iowa.
I actually think no, it won't be. Because I think there's like all but like two games that say the game has to be before 4:30. So I don't think it's going to. The day after Thanksgiving, Big Ten Friday night.
Yep. At Iowa.
Loss.
Rutgers.
Loss.
Win.
At the Terrapins.
Loss.
Win.
At Perdon't.
Okay, win. They'll win that one. They'll win that.
Minnesota.
Loss.
It's at the camp, though. I'm taking W.
Yeah, no one's going to be there. They've already done that. The day after Thanksgiving, no one showed up.
Really?
Yeah.
Cohen, I got to ask you about this.
Shoot.
Did you follow Freddie during the World Cup?
Not really. I mean, saw him have a Buc-ee's and whatever, Pizza Hut.
We're planning another USA trip this fall. It's going to be a road trip with college football as the main focus. We're heading to Oktoberfest in Helen, Georgia, the Texas State Fair, and the Breeders' Cup in Kentucky. So he's a CIA plant, clearly.
I was just going to say, total plant that... Yeah, it will not. People are going to turn on his second tour.
I know you can't follow up your banger album with another album right away.
He should come back for like the Olympics when they're in LA.
Yeah, he just come. Why don't you just fucking move here? You'd be here that much. Just fucking move here. You like America so much. If you don't like it, leave. How about if you do like it, come? Tim, are you fried, bro?
I got a little sun. Can I help you?
Little sun. Oh my God.
That salmon matches your skin tone pretty nicely.
Turn your head again. Look at how like the ear, there's like a little white around your ear. Timmy.
Thanks. All right. I actually have to go. I just want to.
You have any Scooble opinions?
Sure. Let's go get them. I mean, I don't know. One day I read we're going to get them. One day we're not going to get them. Yada, 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 yada.
Okay.
Let me turn this down. I don't need him going over the air.
Why don't you call into their post game show with me in the background?
Hold on. Let me do that. Let me see if I can do a three-way call here. Hold on, sorry.
Just turn it off.
Do you want to hear what he's saying?
Tim?
Is Sparky joining him, or is it the new producer?
Yeah. Oh.
Morse code?
Yeah, Morse code. That's a good nickname.
He called him Morse code today.
I like it.
Hey, Bart, are you going to go to State Fair?
What? No.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Although the last time I went to State Fair, there's like a little collectibles shop that they tuck under the grandstand. I might go there just for that again.
I like those stands. I like going into the whatchamacallit where all the junk is sold. Where everyone like walks out with a ShamWow.
That's called a Walmart, Tim.
Well, no, I meant like the traveling Walmart.
Oh.
Will we get Scooble? I don't know. What if we get swept?
This weekend?
Yeah.
That shouldn't matter.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of overreaction to this Giants series.
By Friday morning, when you wake up, it could be 4.5 games.
We're playing the Angels.
The lead could go from 6 to 4.5.
That does not concern me.
I might not see much of the weekend series. It's SummerSlam weekend. So.
Oh, yeah. Who you got?
Roman over Seth.
Hey, is that coming to Milwaukee?
The 28th of September?
No. I meant like Miller Park.
Oh, no.
In a couple of years?
I don't know. I'm not a fucking time traveler.
All right. Well, fuck you. I'm out.
All right. See you, bud.
Goodbye.
All right. Bye, Cole.
If your business runs on 5 different apps, 12 browser tabs, and 1 spreadsheet that everyone's afraid to touch, it's probably time for Odoo. Odoo is an all-in-one business management software that connects every part of your business into one powerful, easy-to-use platform. So instead of wasting time switching between disconnected systems, your entire business works together in real time. Your team moves faster, your data stays accurate, and you can actually focus on growing your business. Let one unified system run your entire business. From the first opportunity to the final payment, everything works together in one place. Whether you're a small business or managing a large operation, Odoo gives you one flexible platform built to grow with you. Learn more at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
You're more than just one thing, and your vehicle should have more too. More connectivity when you're the boss.
Hey Google, when's my next meeting?
More space when you're the ringleader.
And we're good.
And when you're the mom.
Everyone in.
The all-new Mazda CX-5. More to move every side of you. Learn more at MazdaUSA.com.
Google is a trademark of Google LLC. Sequences shortened and simulated.
See you, Tim. Who's this mystery guest coming on the show later this week? I got a guess. Is it Cody Rhodes?
No, it's former got producer. To do, it's got nothing to do with wrestling.
Cody Grant, sorry.
Oh no. I'll text my mystery guest right now, and if he confirms tomorrow, then I will announce it. Does tomorrow morning still look good?
Has this person ever been on WSSP airwaves?
Yes.
Hmm.
But not a lot. Maybe as a more recent guest. Ooh, I just got text bubbles right away. I'll be able to let you know. But the text bubbles have been going for a long time now, so now it's sounding like we might have to push it back.
Yeah, there's an excuse coming.
Yeah. That's why I didn't announce it. I wonder if he's watching. I'm going to see Spidey tomorrow.
Wow, which one?
The new one.
Cool.
Hold on. I might be on his show. Okay, Brian Butch.
I was just gonna guess Brian Butch.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll get you ready for the interview.
Okay.
All right. Blind rank these items 1 through 5. You don't know what's coming next. Cheese curds.
Oh, okay. And these are just not food or any item?
Anything Wisconsin related.
All right. Cheese curds, I'll put at a 2 or 3.
I Camp Randall on a Saturday.
2.
The KK.
5.
The Terrace.
4.
Oh, bad take.
I didn't grow up there.
I don't know what else would he ask. The Kohl Center.
Ah, 1. That life
that's,
was.
That's why it's a blind ranking. You don't know what's coming next. That would be a good interview. Love Butchie, class act, grinder, absolute grinder. Got good connections with the Badger basketball program. Big fan of his show.
Okay, and I think I'm going out with him on Friday. I like Butch's show because it's in the morning and it's like very well structured. Mm-hmm. It's like guest, and they're all at different times. It's like I'm just like after I'm done jerking off, I'll do a fucking show. And he's like, no, it's daily and we're good and whatever. And
well, he's got the network behind him, so that's helpful.
Oh, 97.3 network.
97.3 TV.
Yeah. All right. Should be a Butch episode posted tomorrow.
Let's go.
Okay. I'm about to wrap things up here.
All right. Can you just leave me with a let's go and an oh no?
Let's go and an oh no. Yeah. How about oh no? This is my 4th shirt of the day with my sweating problem.
Well, it's the hot stove.
And yeah, you're right. Thank you. And how about a let's go for the MLS All-Star game tonight on Apple TV Plus?
Oh, I actually was meaning to ask you this. What has done more for like soccer's popularity in the United States, the MLS or Ted Lasso?
Ted Lasso, when it first came out, I mean, I watched the first 2 seasons. I liked it fine. I didn't watch the 3rd. The Ted Lasso account just had a tweet about like, I like my soccer like I like my barbecue messy. Get it?
Ugh.
It's just so fucking... Ted Lasso, somebody had a nice description of Ted Lasso. It's like Bluey for your uncle. I mean, it's just so corny. So stupid. Well, I'm a nice guy, and I won a game of darts once against an evil man. And don't judge a book by its cover. I don't know. Football and soccer, they're both called football. Beats me. My wife left me for another man. And now he's going to coach a women's team in America.
Yeah, that's where it lost me.
Yeah. Fucking, we're never going to win another election again with this kind of bullshit. What?
I guess, yeah, any while we're down that route, any thoughts on the Fauci, you know, press hearing today?
I didn't watch it.
Fair.
Any thoughts on the governor primary?
On the advice of my counsel, I'm pleading the 5th. Dan Schaefer could be a good guest. Break down the primary.
I should. Whenever I get really worked up about something, I send him a message.
I'm sure he just loves that.
I know. I was like, why the fuck is Hong so excited about the Knicks winning the goddamn title? He's like, she likes the Knicks. I go, yeah, but if Tom Tiffany posted that, I would fucking kill him. Yay, the Knicks. Come on, man.
Yeah.
All right, I'm getting off of that.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you. Have a good one.
Bye, Cone.
See
you. Cone Roller, Tim Shea. A little outside the box there. I posted this earlier today. I don't want to do it again, So I'm just going to play what I did. Okay? I don't want to do it again, so I'm going to play what I did. The tailgate is August 6th. I had a link for you to sign up for tickets. Those tickets were in section 104, right field. That link has expired. Okay, that link has expired. If you'd still like to go, just go to the game. And if you aren't even going to the game, like, you don't need to register for our tailgate is what I'm saying. Just come. So I'm going to play something, but first, I just got a surprise here. Marcus, and look at Marcus's hat.
Yeah. Am I the first one on the pod with the merch?
Yeah. Is the quality okay?
Yeah, it's good.
Look at that flat brim Winklerverse hat.
I got the flat brim, and I got the crew neck, and the crew neck is really nice. It's, like, really thick. I was, like, opening it up. I'm like, dang, this is, like, perfect for Wisconsin, but this might be a little warm for Texas. But
Give the hat a good look-see into the camera.
Yeah. So it's good. Super flat brim. I just got to let my head get a little sweaty. I don't like it curved. I like it flat, but I do like it formed to my head. Well, let me get ready. The sun's – there you go. Video class 101.
Look at you.
Look at that. The one thing, too, I would say that usually, like, for the snapbacks, my head is usually only, like, three snaps or so. But sure. This thing, it's, like, it's a good size. So I have, like, almost all of the snaps. So if you got a big head or, like, you're self-conscious about that, this hat will definitely fit your head. So that was probably my biggest
takeaway. I got a big head in more ways than one, certainly.
Oh, yeah.
But exactly. The shape of my head is large.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not only Ben is large, but it's large.
Yeah. I literally just got home, opened the box up, and I found it. And I was like, went to YouTube while I was walking my dog to listen to a podcast. And I saw you talking. So I have no idea what you've been talking.
Brewers.
I wish I could go to the tailgate, man. I was planning on it. My son's birthday is the 5th. I was going to make a trip, but my wife had an appointment come up in San Antonio. So anybody in Wisconsin, if you are unable to make it, you will be shunned in the house of Marcus, because we were going to fly 1,500 miles to go to this tailgate. So this is a shout out to everybody in the state of Wisconsin. Go to the Winklerverse tailgate, support this man, and buy him a beer and bring a pack of brats for the people. You won't regret it.
If you're going to do that, I feel like I got to come to you.
Oh, Austin FC, man. Let's go. No, yeah, I was looking up this, man. Houston and Dallas both play in Green Bay this year. I was looking up to see if my Packers were going to come to the state, but Texas is going to Wisconsin. So I was like, oh, so I've been going to keep an eye out.
How far is New Orleans?
Yes, I was talking to my wife about that. It's about an 8-hour trip. I might try that because I really want to show my wife New Orleans.
I'll be there.
You will? Okay. That's in December, so I might actually be in Brazil. It's like December 6th or something, I think it was. If I'm not in Brazil, I'm going to try to be there for that. But also, you know, I got the Spurs, the Rockets, and the Mavericks, so I'm going to be checking the Heat schedule and the Bucks schedule once those come out to see what I can do. Being in Austin, I'm in the middle of all three cities, so I'm going to try to pick a game to watch Giannis and then hopefully go watch the Bucks. So.
You want to go watch Giannis, huh?
Yeah, I named my son after him, bro. It's heartbreaking, but it is what it is. That's life.
That's tough with sports figures.
Yeah, I know. It's tough right now, but, I mean, in 10 to 15 years, I don't think anybody's going to care. I don't know. I'm over it. Yeah, I got what I needed, and that's a chip. So, yep, I just wanted to hop on. I was wearing the hat, and then I hopped on the pod. I wasn't like, oh, Bart's on the pod. Let me throw on this hat quick. I was wearing it. I was repping it. I got the matching crew neck. So I love you, Bart. Good quality. Keep doing what you're doing, man. You have a good day, all right?
I love you, dude. I appreciate that. That is awesome.
I love you too, Bart. You have a good night. I'm going to listen to the pod, all right?
All right, Marcus.
All right, bye-bye.
Marcus. Formerly of Denver, now in Austin, wearing the hat. Really good stuff there from Marcus. All right, at the tailgate, I'm going to have some items to raffle away. And it was just going to be, Let me actually get my item box. It was just going to be some fun stuff. Like a shirt. I have a Justin Fields rookie card. I have $60 to First and Bull in Tulsa. So there's a lot of good stuff. But greatest franchise of all time, whoa, the Milwaukee Brewers, they said, come on by. We have something for you. The Milwaukee Brewers did. And I came on by, and I had a whole bag, and I opened it live. I did a live unboxing this morning, and here are some of the items that you'll be able to find at the tailgate.
Wow. A Brandon Woodruff collector card series bobblehead. Those are cool. I've wanted one. So if the Brewers just gave me this, I'd be like, oh, thanks. But there's more. Brandon Woodruff. Do we got another one of those? Wow. Brewers. My Lord. Summer of entertainment and passion is coming through. It's happening at this Molitor lot. William Contreras, collector card bobblehead. My God. Is there more in here? What do we have here? This is a box. I don't know what's in this box. I got to open this box. Ooh, oh, I know you like this logo, guys. The Barrel Man Tumbler. Churio Bowl. Set of two. Little WTMJ at the bottom. Eat your cereal and see their logo. Nice. Are you kidding me, guys? The cribbage board? These are all giveaway items at the tailgate. Do we have enough people coming? Everyone's going to go home with like two items. Oh, my. These are Hank Aaron jerseys. Oh, my God. Oh, my dear God. Is that it? I mean, it's not is that it. This is way plenty. A baseball. Autographed. By Bryce Terang. Here we go, folks. Bobbleheads. Tumbler. Cribbage board. Jerseys. Churio Bowls, Bryce Terang, autographed baseball. If you're like, didn't they give you a Guess Who game too? That dropped out of my car. I can't find it. My son's birthday's coming up.
Yeah, so don't, that cribbage board, people are selling that on eBay for $150. Breaking news, the tailgate is canceled. I'm going to sell this shit online. No, so I'll have raffle tickets. No purchase necessary. Everyone that comes will get, I don't know, 5 tickets? What's a good number? And then you write your name on it and put it in the appropriate cup by the item. And then I'll do the drawing at 12:30 or 12:20. Get you into the ballpark on time. So yeah, we'll do that. And then if you can't like lug it in and out, we'll make arrangements. But this tailgate was like cool. And then the Brewers are like, do it right, sir. If you're going to do this on our land, do it right. I can't thank them enough. I don't understand why they're so nice, but Jesus, thank you. So excited about all of this. So, like I said, plan on Brian Butch this week. Should be good to go for Friday. And until then, thank you all for stopping into the Winklerverse.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you'll earn unlimited 3% cash back on dining, entertainment, and at grocery stores. And for a limited time, new card members can earn a $250 cash bonus after spending $500 on purchases within the first 3 months. So grab a bite, grab a seat, and earn unlimited 3% cash back with the Saver Card. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/saver for details.
Your tushy, it's made by angels, soft and strong, budget friendly. Right, the choice is simple, a roll that feels like paradise, ooh, and always at a heavenly price. Angel soft, soft and strong, so it's simple.
Pick up a pack today,
Angel Soft,
soft and strong, simple.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. For decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.